If you need a new roof or a repair, Easton Roofing will take care of you. Estimates are always free and suggestions are built on integrity. Visit EastonRoofing.com for more information. Get back to business faster with Easton Roofing. Easton Roofing. Integrity matters.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thank you very much for joining us. Stephen St. John and Nate Bucabe. Mike Boddicker's here. And we're going to talk to Mike DePasquale now.
He's got this.
That's right. Mike's got this.
There might be some superfans out there that need to give Mike a call, you know?
Mike, are you available to superfans to assist them?
Absolutely not.
Right?
Absolutely not, he says. Oh.
There it is.
In the mix of that thing.
That's right.
Smart man. See, you handle good cases. You're not gonna mess that up.
I was just telling Jake, I got another job this week. I'm Mr. Mom this week. My wife and her girlfriends are at the lake, and so I got drop-off, kids work during the day, pick kids up early, take kids to practices, coach teams, get kids to games. And as you guys know, that's not easy. So I got to give all the moms out there props because you guys do so
always
much. But I got a lesson, though, for all the dads out there. Us older dads, we get it. But some of the younger guys who work for me, Todd Lucas, I'm talking about you, when his wife's out of town, the dude throws a fit. He acts like it's the hardest thing in the world. You can't do that. You got to act like it's easy.
Step up.
It's no big deal.
Yeah.
I mean, because it's not easy, but the minute you act like it's hard, you're done. Your wife wins every time.
That's right. That's a smart man. Speaking of coaching, I heard, did your daughter's volleyball team go up against a Seren Petro-led volleyball team this past week?
We did. It was a battle down at Nativity. And Seren's team got the best of us 2-1.
Oh.
But, man, it was tough. My wife's the head coach, or one of the coaches. I don't even know who the head coach is. My wife's one of the coaches. And my wife's super competitive, like way more competitive than I am. And so she was not happy after that loss. But Seren had a well-coached team. I think it was the other coach, though.
Yeah, clearly.
I think Seren was just the hype man.
If you wanted to win, Mike, you should have had Seren playing.
We were trying to get that going.
Yeah, I mean, you could have thrown him out there and definitely won.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Boddicker, I totally agree with you. That's what we were jockeying for. It did not happen.
Jake Gutierrez, do you have the games for this week's edition of Mike's Got This?
Let's get on to the games. Mike, I'll give you the first pick out of the three games, the three local teams. First game on Saturday morning, 11 a.m., Texas and A&M traveling to Mizzou. Mizzou getting 8.5 points. So Texas A&M is an 8.5 point favorite on the road. So Missouri's getting 8.5. Next game, 3 p.m. kick, Texas Tech at Kansas up in Lawrence. Jayhawks getting 16.5 points. And then the final game, 6:30 p.m., Iowa State at K-State. Farmageddon, Cats getting 6.5 points. Which one do you like out of those three?
I want that K-State game.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm taking K-State at home. That's a lot. I mean, I don't ever pick against K-State. They're always too well coached.
Gary Barnett loves that.
Yeah, Coach Barnett.
That's so many points. My gosh, at home.
But did you see that game up there, though?
Oh, you mean Kansas up there? Oh, I did.
Yeah.
And it hurt my eye.
Oh, it hurt.
But Iowa State, they were not happy after what happened to him the week before. So
yeah,
that's a buzzsaw.
All right, what game does
I'm not picking against Kleiman? No way.
And Nate, you can have the next either one of those games you want, Nate.
I'm gonna take Texas A&M and the minus the points against Missouri.
Eight and a half points. There you go.
Nate's got
Missouri hater, huh?
Yeah, you know, Stephen actually was like, sounded like he was surprised that the number was as low as it was.
I thought it would be more.
You know. You have seen that defense, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I have.
Okay.
So that's why I'm going to go with Texas A&M.
That does seem like a low number of points for what we've seen with that defense the last couple weeks.
So Nate's got Texas A&M minus 8.5, and Mike's got Kansas State plus 6.5.
Okay, so here's the prop bet. The Washington football team this year, they scored 16 in a loss to the Chargers. They scored 30 in a win against the Giants. They scored 21 against Buffalo in a loss. They scored 34 against Atlanta in a win. And then last week they scored 22 in a loss to the Saints. So every other week they top 30. And they're not a great offense, but they're facing the Chiefs. And
ooh,
so I will set that over under. It's their week to score 30. And the Chiefs, they don't seem to stop anyone. And so 30 points over or under for Washington against the Chiefs this weekend.
Under. I understand the Chiefs' defensive woes. I absolutely appreciate it. But I've watched Washington play a couple times. They're not going to score with 30 against Chiefs. No way.
So the Chiefs have given up, 29, 36, 30, 30, and 38. So the lowest they've given up is 29.
Yeah, they're last in the league. They're allowing 32.6 points per game.
So it's right there. But you say the under 30 for Washington.
Yeah, every single one of those teams has better quarterbacks than Washington has.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going over here.
Oh.
I've got Taylor Heinicke as one of my backup quarterbacks in that league where I have to start two quarterbacks, Jake.
So stupid.
He's run for 127 yards this year. The Chiefs seem to be completely baffled by the concept of a running quarterback. Like the fact that the quarterback
or
is
a throwing quarterback,
but you know what?
Or a quarterback.
That seems, yeah, that's a good point. And never mind, I shouldn't qualify. So I think unfortunately Heinicke's going to have a decent game, and the Chiefs are going to give up over 30.
Wasn't this guy getting like a master's in history last year, and they pulled him out of? I mean, honestly, wasn't he? Is that this guy?
Old Dominion, yeah. I think that sounds right.
Can't.
Yeah.
I just can't pick a grad student at Old Dominion to put up 30-plus points against an NFL defense, but he's done it this year.
We're talking about the Chiefs defense.
I get it.
Wow.
They still get paid to play.
That's true.
Jake, I want to hear what you say about that. Washington over or under 30?
I think they'll hold them to high 20s. 27. I think Chiefs win this game 31-27.
Hey, there we go. Mike, if anyone out there is in need of your services, how do they get a hold of you?
Well, it might have to wait a week while I recover from my Mr. Mom duties, but I think we could squeeze it in. DM Law USA, go there, phone numbers, information about our firm, all that stuff.
That's our man, Mike DePasquale. You've got this, Mike. Thank you for the
Thanks,
time.
Guys.
We'll talk to you next
have
week.
Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
That's right. We'll be
He's
back.
He's staying away
this.
From the superfan cases, though. He doesn't want any.
Problem. No, would you?
This guy
no.
will not stop no. talking about this.
Well, it seems like there's going to be a lot of lawyers involved in that whole situation.
Or
so I, you know,
you think these guys can afford?
Stop it.
Do I think they can afford my? Well, I don't know. I don't know about that.
A lot of wheeling and dealing.
And I know this with Mike DePasquale's law firm. If they don't win your case, you don't pay a dime.
Pro bono.
That's why he's not taking that case.
Break, please, for the love of God.
We'll be back after this on WHB.